And a single day in Baghdad can change everything. City residents face the daily threat of bombing and bullets. They are almost prisoners in their own homes, afraid to go out. Security dominates their lives. NPR's Salim Amer shares this story of his home.
I live in a mixed neighborhood. It's mainly Shiite, though, and recently the remaining 11 Sunni families were threatened. My father built our house himself during the Iraqi-Iranian war, and he thinks that it's the best house in Baghdad because it's big enough to take us all with our families, our wives, and our babies. It has a garden and 8 rooms. I wake up around 7. Often the first thing I hear is a firefight. I woke my wife and Yusuf, my 4-month-old son, and went to my father's bedroom. My 2 brothers were already sitting there. We come to this room when the fighting gets too bad. It does not have any windows. We started to talk about what we always talk about these days, security. Should we move? Is this neighborhood too dangerous to live in? My father is not convinced moving would help.
I built this house we are living in. We had good friends and neighbors. We can't go to another area, even though I think that things might get worse here. Most people are confused and would stay, even with all the trouble, rather than move to an area they know nothing about. There is trouble in all of Baghdad.
It's not a good thing to live in a mixed neighborhood anymore, because it means different militias, some Sunni, some Shiite, are fighting for control. And it means fights between the militias and government forces. A year ago, my father used to tell us not to leave our neighborhood without a good excuse. The explosion, the shooting didn't happen here then. We felt lucky to live with the peaceful people of different sects and religions. Around 2 months ago, things started to get worse. A bomb went off in the street, a man and a woman were killed, and a dozen more wounded. People started accusing each other along sectarian lines. Then people began getting threat letters. Then the militias began assassinating people. That's when we started having family security meetings. We decided how to go out. We arranged our shopping trips to market once every 2 weeks. The rest of the time, we are prisoners at home. I only leave to go to work. My wife does not leave at all. But thinking you are safe because you are a prisoner in your house is wrong. You will still get government forces raiding your home, breaking your doors, and destroying everything precious to you. The militia might raid your house too, but they will kill you. If you are lucky, you only get graffiti on your wall telling you to leave. And of course, there are the random bullets and mortars. Around 11 in the morning, we hear another gunfight. This is my father again.
We hear gunshots in the morning, afternoon, and at night, not to mention the explosions. It's like being in a state of war, and you don't know its result. We go to bed not knowing what will happen. We wish the government would do something to put an end to the trouble.
Sometimes the Iraqi army will attack a nearby house. We have no idea why. And then there are the explosions. Our windows were blown out a few times. We gave up replacing the glass. The flying shards were too dangerous. Now we just cover the windows with plastic bags. I think about moving away to another neighborhood in Baghdad, but like my father says, will it make a difference? Our last hope is leaving our country. I never saw good times here, not for the last 35 years, but it's still our country. It's not a great country, but here I have friends, relatives, and memories. Even if I convince myself to leave, who says we will be welcomed by another country? This one scared us so much, we ran in the house. We have no idea what it is. I worry about my family, but thinking about my son is the scariest part. The last explosion happened a few days ago. My son, Yusuf, kept crying for hours. I'm afraid that something is damaged inside him, but I try to avoid taking him to the doctor. I don't want to hear bad news. These explosions terrify my wife, Zahra. Normally, I joke with her about it, calling her chicken-hearted. I get scared too, but I don't want to show it to her. Whenever she hears an explosion or a firefight, she grabs Yusuf immediately. She holds him as close as possible to her chest and stops talking. I ask her how the explosion make her feel.
I keep my son with me at home all the time, but I still worry about him because of these random bullets and mortars. Our fate is in God's hands, but I don't regret having my son because I love him and can't live without him.
The last time Zahra went to a shop was 7 weeks ago. We don't plan to go for another 2 weeks. She wants to leave this neighborhood as fast as possible.
I just want to move to a better neighborhood. Baghdad doesn't have a safe area anymore because of explosions, suicide bombings, assassinations, mortars, they're everywhere. But maybe we can move to a less dangerous area.
I'm tired of thinking so negatively, but this is our life. I didn't choose to be Iraqi, and I wish I wasn't. But we still need to keep moving toward the unknown future. The future that will put you in a grave, or make you a prisoner, or a slave, or a refugee. That is our life. Finally, after having many family security meetings, we have decided to move. But my father is afraid that either the militias or the government will use our abandoned house as a base. That is what they are doing with all the empty houses. We are trying to find a house big enough for us all. We have to leave all these memories behind and start new life. But this is Baghdad, and it's not safe at all. Anywhere. Salim Amr, NPR News, Baghdad.